All right. Hello, my name is Sylvia White, and I will be singing Dvorak's Song to the Moon from the opera Ruzalka.
Step a little closer to the piano so you can correspond with your pianist, your fellow artist.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, we never walk like this on the stage, okay? Never do that, okay? If you want to go anywhere, it's pivot, walk there, and pivot again. Don't, you know, I'm only this far from the piano, so I'll just scoot over there. I think there's so many little things, but they give you a more polished, poised look on the stage if you can just keep those in mind. When you're busy thinking about your feet, you don't have time to feel self-conscious. You know what I mean?
I did follow
what
you said.
All right, let's have that again.
My name and everything?
Yeah.
Now, why don't we take that sort of recital stance? You know, you stand there. And then we wear all the varnish off the piano.
Okay.
With our sweaty hands. The pianists love that. When you know, you go to a music school where they do voice a lot.
That's right. No.
I'm kidding. But that's what we do. We wear the varnish off the piano.
Well, you've also bent them too.
Yeah, this is just room enough for our, you know. Okay? Okay. So, and then what you can do is use that as a reference point. Let's say you stand up this way, and you know that piano is within reach. So if you're singing very long, well, not that. Not quite that far. If you're singing quite a long high note, you know that if you're getting a little lightheaded, you just put, and you don't know whether you're really standing upright or not. You can use that as a little reference point. You can. You may not touch the piano, or if you're starting to feel a little dizzy, you know how the lights, you're blind and you can't see anything, you kind of go, yeah, the piano's always there as a point of reference for you.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, beautiful.
Isn't this nice?
Yes.
Okay. Open your ears, listen to the hall, and sing into and around it, and have fun, and tell us your name and what you're going to sing again, because it's an icebreaker.
My name is Sylvia White, and I will be singing Song to the Moon by Antonin Dvorak.
Thank you.
baiser la mine. Leg sie erwachen bei deinem Schein. Licht nickt, die Leuchter, die
older than you. Look at what you have to look forward to. You're 19, right?
Mm-hmm. 19.
All this tender youth. Tender youth. It's lovely, but you know what? You're a lefty.
Huh?
You're
oh, lefty. You're nice.
You like to lean your head over to the... When everything starts to get a little
serious... Well, I said that my moon would be over here. I said that at the beginning my moon would be over here, so...
All right, but you don't need to twist your throat, you see.
I don't need to turn my head?
You can turn your head, but you can't do this. Okay.
What did I do?
You leaned your head over a little bit. Am I right? Just a bit.
Okay.
And what happens is, the minute you do that, the minute you lose that straight line, that little rasp comes back in, which is natural at your age. Any age that has teen in it, is going to have that little rasp in there. You're not going to get rid of that for a few years, and don't even try. It's a beautiful voice. It's a beautiful voice. You're going to gain lots of flexibility. Now, we haven't talked about exercises yet. How many of you vocalize? Have you been taught exercises by your teacher? Scales, breathing, any of that stuff? So, how do you begin your day? What's your first exercise when you sing?
Well, first I stretch.
Okay.
And then I breathe.
Okay.
So, well, I've been breathing all along, but sometimes I lay down and breathe.
Right, to get a feel for the lower, yeah, okay. Action of the diaphragm, all that good stuff, okay?
And then
let's get to the good part. What scales do you sing? What do you start with?
Well, first I hum.
Okay, hum.
Mm-hmm. All the way up as
nice
far as I
arpeggios.
Can go.
Everybody loves those.
And then
as high as you can go?
Yes.
Never forcing, of course.
Right.
Okay.
Until it's comfortable.
Right.
As high as
then what do you do?
Then what do I do? Then it changes every day.
Oh, it does.
Well, sometimes I look in books and look at flexibility exercises.
Uh-huh.
And so,
right. So, what do you think of exercises? Do you need somebody to compose them for you, or can you work them out yourself?
I can work them out myself.
See?
So
okay.
Sometimes I go.
Yeah, the 5-note scale, three
then
times.
Then sometimes I go.
Well, show us a full voice. Come in. Show us. I want to see.
Just
randomly. Sure. Go ahead. Okay. I want to see.
Then I hum all the way as far as I can go.
Don't worry about it. We all understand.
Ah.
Okay.
Okay. then I do. Then I keep going with that one.
Okay.
And
show us a couple of reps.
Reps.
You know, repetitions.
Oh, keep doing that.
Come on, sing it.
Okay.
Sing a few. Sing this aria.
Okay.
The way you exercise.
Yeah.
Not the way you think you're supposed to sing when you're... Okay, I'm ready to sing now. Right? Okay?
Okay.
Oh, what's the key now? That sounded so held back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And what you sang in the exercise now was quite out there, wasn't it? You know? We don't want to hear that timid little voice, okay? Let's start at that famous part, okay? And I want to hear you exercise like you would if you were vocalizing. Nice and relaxed and never lop your head over, okay? Nice and straight.
Okay.
Here we go. And.
Like stone with I'm there in the floor.
isn't that much difference between the way we sing when we're exercising and when we're actually singing the piece. The exercise and the warm-up is preparation for the real thing, right? So that the exercises should be setting up the voice to make open, free, wonderful tones, and not to think, okay, now it's arty. Now it's time to hold back and be artful, right? Now it's time to let it all hang out. Okay?
Okay.
And you can also watch out that in trying to get the variety of your sound and all of this, that it doesn't become repetitious.
Okay.
In other words, that you start to turn into an oscillating fan. You know, this is not the effect you want. You want to have something a little more spontaneous. I'm not laughing.
Okay.
I'm laughing at everybody. Yeah. I've seen a lot of oscillating fans in my day. I really have, even among the pros. And so this can become a problem because you're trying to take in the whole hall. But think original thoughts. That is to say, know what you're singing about. Who is this girl? What's she singing about? What is she asking the moon to do for her? She has something on her mind.
Mm-hmm.
And then the moon isn't in a particular spot necessarily.
Okay.
The moon could be there. It could be reflecting in a pool of water. It could be reflecting off the back of your hands. It could be on your dress. It could be any place. The moon casts shadows. It does the most wonderful things. You have a lot of variety of play with that. And you can use a lot of ideas with it. But try to be a little more free and avoid at all costs this, okay? When you start to go for your high notes, you tend to go into that shoulder. We've seen lots of that in the class already, haven't we? Quite a lot of that. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Okay. Get those shoulders loosened up. Got to. Okay. Let's do the famous part again. Sing it like you were singing. Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. That moon is everywhere. Like there it is again. See?
Yes.
Try pushing it the other way for
okay.
once. See if you can do it. See if you can sing either, you know, this way or that way. You see how flexible you can be. Don't be doing the same thing every time because it's the oscillating fan. Try to different, make it different, different. Okay? Like stone with entire breath structure relies on that shoulder.
This one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This very one.
Oh,
you know,
powerful shoulder.
I'm acupressure right there, okay? That your breath is relying on this. Oh, and there's a direct line from this tension to here. Oh, see that?
Mm-hmm.
That's also dragging the larynx down.
Uh-huh.
And you weren't doing that in your vocalises. Why would you do that in the aria?
I don't know.
Isn't that interesting? You know, the body's a funny thing, and your reflexes, your nervous system, they sometimes react in unpredictable ways. But really, the hallmark of a great singer is a singer who has utter control over every muscle, everything that's going on in their body at all times. They're conscious of where their feet are, where their line is, what's relaxed, what's not, and they even know when they're having a little finger tick, they get rid of it. A good singer doesn't have any of those, you know, Quasimodo things that I talk about, you know, yes, master, you know. You know, you don't want any of that stuff. You want to be fluid and free like a dancer. You want to be lovely. And you don't want to be relying on this shoulder. If I can't stand like this, I can't get that note, right? I mean, it's patently ridiculous, and yet everybody does it. Why can't we get rid of that? I mean, it's just, you know, it's like, you know, oh, God, make my hand like the other one. Okay? Right? And I'm using you as a guinea pig because mm-hmm. you're a beautiful singer. And it's just, if you make those little adjustments, my God, you'd just be 2,000% better. It would be okay. So much easier and everything. Okay, think about that. That is... statue, just straight up and down.
Okay.
All right, try that. Pretty girl. Loosen up now.
Stage. You can't be like this anymore. You've got to be big. You've got to look like 10 feet tall. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You're young and athletic. A lot of breath. Okay. Right? Isn't that liberating?
It was.
Liberating? I mean, woo! That's what this stage is all about. One more time, then you're done. So give us a little of that. Even though you're standing in one place, see? You're moving all the time.
Moving.
You're just moving. Okay.
Like stuff I'm living for.
You can do a little marching around the room. Ha, 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 ha. Whatever you're doing, just stay fluid and don't allow that left shoulder to rule you, okay? Okay? Beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Time for a break. 10 minutes.